Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 6, we were looking at the responsibility of the pastor to give himself to the teaching and preaching of the word. Follow me today as we continue looking at that thought. It was the pastors who appointed them over that business. The apostles were the pastors. And so they appointed them over the business, but allowed the people, giving them a criteria by which to choose them out. Now, we do that in our church. People will come to me and say, Pastor, I believe so-and-so will make a good deacon. And what I do is I give so-and-so then a questionnaire that I think it has 26 questions, and he has to get every question right. He can't miss one. And their personal questions about faith and practice. And then I have a booklet that I wrote on church government, the duty of pastor, the duty of deacon, and a history of the church, just to see if they're in agreement with me. Now, if they can't answer the question rightly, they're not in agreement, then I'm a fool to take somebody in that I believe would not be according to the word of God. Now, churches do it differently. That's how we do it. And then he adds in verse 4 there of Acts 6, but we will give ourselves continually. There's that word continually. We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Now notice, they were not to leave the word. They were not to just skim the scriptures. They were to give themselves to them. They were to give themselves to prayer. They were to give themselves to the ministry. That is, the preaching and the teaching of the word. So there was the importance of the word and the pastor's responsibility in that day. As a matter of fact, in that day, the deacons, the laity, do you realize that biblically, scripturally, they were the ones that visited the sick? That's why you see in James 1:27, that pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the sick and the widows. Okay? They were to do that. And we also see in the Bible, when people were sick, they had one of two things they did. They either brought that sick person to the pastor to lay hands on them, to pray for them, or to call for the elders of the church to anoint them and pray over them, to anoint them with oil and pray over them. Now, quite honestly, we don't do it exactly the way they did it back in that day. Back in that day when they anointed them with oil, I mean, today we might pour a handful on, maybe a little thimble full of oil on somebody. Back in that day, I mean, they poured it all over them and rubbed it in because it was a medicinal thing. And they prayed for God to bless the work. The medicinal thing, just like we pray for a patient that goes in the hospital and the doctor is going to operate, and we pray for God's guidance and helping to make everything go right. But in this line, then, I also get asked about church business meetings. Do you realize that church business meetings are not in the Bible? Now, someone says, wait a minute. How about Acts chapter 15? That wasn't a local church business meeting. That was a gathering of pastors. Now, we have ours once a year, but we don't call it business meeting. We call it an administrative meeting. And it's due to the fact that we are incorporated. Now, since we have to have it, we give reports on the various ministries and allow it to be a time to praise the Lord for what he has done. And so this is required that we do it, and so we try to do it that way. We like to have people know what is going on in their church. They have the financial records pinned up on the wall every month so that they'll know what's going on financially in the church. We try to provide things honest in the sight of all men. Now, one of the reasons that we have incorporation is so that when I preach against homosexual marriage, somebody sues the church if they were to win. They can't take your personal house and your personal belongings. They can only go after the church and its belongings. Now, many churches for years and still do have monthly meetings. And in many cases, those monthly meetings are monthly arguments. People want to use it as a gripe period or to have a platform. And what I found was interesting about that in many places, that 99% was void of doctrine, had nothing to do with the scriptures, but people's own agendas. Now, we always have our once-a-year administrative meeting in September. So I use August from day one, August the 1st through August 31st, and I allow any member of the church to hand print or type anything they think needs to be brought up in that administrative meeting, but they must sign their name. Why? Well, not only to be able to check that they're a member and they're not an inactive member, but also to obey the Bible. Because 1 Corinthians 14:40 says, let all things be done decently and in order. Now, there would probably be people that may even be listening to us. I hope there's nobody like that, but may be listening to us and say, well, I don't like that. I like to voice my opinion. Well, realize, if your opinion doesn't edify, if your opinion is not based in the Word of God, your opinion more than likely is going to cause a schism in the body. You know, that's a dangerous thing in God's sight. Now, keep it in mind. What does the Bible call the pastor besides elder and pastor? He is called an overseer for God. We see that in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2. Now, to try to usurp that by individual or a board is to go against God's word. Now, I find it interesting that there are large, good churches. I think of the years when Dr. Lee Robertson was alive, been in his church and seen thousands there. Jack Howells, there were thousands there. I believe that probably at Crown College they have a great multitude, and other churches that have large crowds that are true to the word. But I bet you they're not having, I won't bet, and that's not right, okay, but I would kind of say, I would tend to think, that they don't have a monthly business meeting that opens the floor for anybody to gripe what they want to gripe. And you see, it's because the scripture says to do things decently and in order. And so that's the way we should do it. So when somebody says their business meetings are boring, oh, it's too controlled, why don't they just say it as it is? It's according to the word of God, and not going to allow the flesh to take over. So that's how we do it in our place. Your place may do it differently. I'm not telling you how your church should do it, but I am telling you how we do it. So then the local church has a responsibility to the pastors of their local church. But now let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Now keep it in mind, as we've told you before, 1 Timothy is a church manual. Now if you go to our website, and this one particularly, www.sermonaudio.com/, that's that line that leans to the right underneath the question mark on your keyboard, and put Central Baptist. That'll take you straight to our website, Central, CentralBaptist. So, again, all one word, www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist, no spaces there. Then you get that, and it takes you straight to our website. Then just scroll down till you come to Sermons by Bible, click on to it. It'll give you books of the Bible I've taught from, and it'll show you the book of 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. Click onto those, and you'll see all that was said on that. But 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Let the elders that rule well be accounted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine." Well, it must be really important to God that he would say in Acts chapter 6 to these apostles when they're first forming the church, "Hey, let's get deacons. They'll report unto us. We'll appoint them. You select them. You nominate them. Then we'll anoint them and we'll appoint them to their duties. And then we'll let them do their duty. They'll report unto us." But God wants us to give ourselves to the study of his word, prayer, and the preaching and teaching of his word. We were told earlier how he says give attention to reading, to exhortation, and doctrine. See, all these things are very important to God about his local church. In the Old Testament, under the law, he had teaching priests, and teaching priests were sent out to teach the people. And so these are to labor in the word and doctrine. Now, double honor here in 1 Timothy 5:17 means double pay. Now, let me make it simple for a guy like me, okay? So some of you may be as simple as I am. But if an average man makes $100 per week, then double honor, double pay would be $200 a week. So that would be for your pastor. Now, again, let me tell you, I've never asked for a raise. I didn't even ask what my salary was going to be going in. And some of you would be surprised that I don't have this great, huge, six-figure contract. I don't. I really don't. And it's fine because God has met our needs. So I'm not pushing anything for myself here because, as I said, our people have been taught this. They know why I do it. My deacons have been taught this. They know why I do it. So,
this is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, "May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus."
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.